This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So many people ask this question, this particular year, 1445, 2024, because of what is happening in Gaza now. In fact, there was a question by the people of Gaza, or I don't know, maybe a person, who said, shall we pray Eid Salah? Are we going to celebrate it? I don't know whether that question was a rhetorical question or a real question. But anyway, on either case, let us understand or let us address both questions. First of all, we need to understand why we are celebrating Eids in general, and in particular, Eid al-Fitr. My dear brothers and sisters, Eid for us is an Islamic symbol. It is one of the sha'air of Allah Jalla wa Ala. That's why this sha'ira has to be established irrespective of the situation. Sha'ira means an Islamic symbol, an Islamic practice that should be demonstrated openly. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go to the musalla and used to pray in an open area in order for this symbol to be practiced openly and people are aware of it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Umm Atiyah said, that he commanded women even on their menses to go and attend the Eid. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَشْهَدْنَا الْخَيْرَ وَدَعْوَةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. They attend the khair and they attend the gathering of Muslims. That's why also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to wear good clothes. So there are many practices that confirm that Eid is a symbol. Attending Eid is one of the sha'air of al-Islam, and therefore we have to implement it either way. So this is number one. And by the way, what confirms this is that so many scholars consider attending Eid as a fard, as an obligation. Some scholars said that it is highly recommended sunnah. Some scholars said no, it is an obligation. Some other scholars said that it is a collective obligation, which means that it has to be established by some people, even if it was not attended by every single one, but it has to be established by the Muslim community because it is one of the Islamic symbols. This is one. Number two, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, why do we, apart from being ibadah and sha'ira, there is another important meaning Allah Jalla wa Ala linked Eid to, which is what? We in Eid thank Allah Jalla wa Ala because Allah Jalla wa Ala gave us the opportunity to worship Him. In Eid al-Fitr, we worshipped Allah Jalla wa Ala for 30 days, and then after that, we are celebrating the Eid, thanking Allah Jalla wa Ala for this opportunity, this unique opportunity that Allah Jalla wa Ala has given us. That's why Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. These are in the ayat of Siyam. So you complete the count of Ramadan, and then what? You glorify Allah Jalla wa Ala and thank Allah Jalla wa Ala for the ni'mah that He has given you. A ni'mah of what? A ni'mah of fasting 30 days, a ni'mah of doing qiyam for 30 days, the ni'mah of the recitation of Quran during the month of Ramadan. That's why this achievement needs to be, at the end of this achievement, we need to show thankfulness to Allah Jalla wa Ala. That's why part of showing thankfulness to Allah Jalla wa Ala is to what? وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. To make takbir of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And the takbir starts from what? From the time the Eid is announced until the Imam starts the khutbah. It was reported that the companions used to make takbir, loud takbir, the minute they leave their houses all the way until they attend the Salah of Eid. This was one of the sha'air, as we said, or this is one of the symbols that is linked to this sha'ira, the glorification of Allah Jalla wa Ala openly. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Different forms, that is not a big issue, but that shows, that reconfirms that it is a sha'ira, and we are thanking Allah Jalla wa Ala for this. Now, the people of Gaza, yes, they are going through these massacres, this genocide. May Allah Jalla wa Ala help them, etc. But the fact that those who are still alive, may Allah Jalla wa Ala protect them, and they witness the month of Ramadan, they need to be happy that Allah Jalla wa Ala has given them this opportunity to what? To witness the entire month of Ramadan and to fast the month of Ramadan. Even if they did not fast the month of Ramadan because of valid excuses, still they get the reward of what? Of fasting the month of Ramadan, or attending the blessings of the month of Ramadan. And as we all know, that the reward is multiplied the number of times during the month of Ramadan. And we know in the hadith, when one of the companions saw a dream about two brothers who passed away. One brother passed away as a martyr, and another and his brother passed away a year later, but not as a shaheed, not as a martyr. This is Abu Umama, who saw this dream. So he saw in the dream that the one who died 1 year later entered Jannah before what? Before the martyr. So he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, it is really surprising. How come the person who died as a normal person enters Jannah before the one who died as a martyr?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yes, because the one who died 1 year later, he attended one more Ramadan. So attending one more Ramadan added to his what? To his good deeds." And of course, the Prophet ﷺ said, and he prayed 6,000 plus rak'ah, which means that he did more good deeds. So that's why we are celebrating Eid, and we should feel happy despite the pain. And this balance is unique for Islam, my dear brothers and sisters. From one side, we feel the pain, and we should react to stop that pain. Either Muslims around the world, they should try to help help our brothers and sisters in Gaza by all means, as much as they can. And on the other side, yes, we need to thank Allah Jalla wa Ala for celebrating for this opportunity, and we need to celebrate Eid, and we should feel happy, and we should give our children more, we should wear nice clothes, etc. Because of what? Because of the symbol, the sha'ira, as we have mentioned. Similarly, the people of Gaza, despite the pain that they are going through, they must establish Eid. They should show thankfulness to Allah Jalla Ala. And by the way, let me just conclude by saying, you know, they say, there is, I think, a French saying or so, that your smile spoils the victory of the oppressor. The smile, your smile, spoils what? The victory of your enemy. What does that mean? If your enemy defeated you, but you did not show that you were defeated and you were smiling, he will not feel that he was victorious, and that spoils his victory. He doesn't feel in it. And imagine if the people of Gaza, which they are doing now, alhamdulillah, and they are really a role model for other people, or setting really high standards of morality. So when they smile and they thank Allah Jalla wa Ala, then their enemies, they will not really feel that they have really injured them. They will never feel that they were victorious over them, let alone that this will attract the entire world, which have, which they did, they will attract them to Islam. People will be surprised why the people of Gaza, despite the pain, the massacres, etc., are still thankful to Allah Jalla Ala and smiling and going on with their life. I hope that answers the question. Jazakallah.